Oh, hello, sir. Good evening. My name is Andy. We're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Could I have some moments of your time to get your opinion? It's so important to us.
Okay.
Oh, thank you, sir. Well, my first question to you would be, sir, are you a legal resident of Ohio and over 18 years old?
I certainly am.
Okay, sir. Are you a registered voter in Ohio?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Do you feel the secure storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of gun ownership, sir? Would you say a yes or a no to that?
I didn't quite get that question, but
sure.
The storage of firearms is very important.
That's what I was asking. If you feel the secure storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of gun ownership, would you say it is, sir?
It's a major responsibility.
Oh, okay. Well, as you already know, sir, a firearm is considered securely stored if it is either in a secure storage device that is also locked and can only be unlocked with a key, a combination, a fingerprint, or other similar means, for example, a safe, container, case, or lockbox, or it's made temporarily inoperable by a tamper-resistant locking device, such as a cable lock or a trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through, and stored in a place where a person who is prohibited from handling it, such as a child, cannot reasonably gain access to it. So I would like to know, sir, would you support or oppose a state law in Ohio requiring that firearms be securely stored? Would you support or oppose that?
I would support it.
Okay, sir. Would you support or oppose a state law requirement that firearms be securely stored if the law defined secure storage to include a lock safe? Would you support
Yes.
or oppose that?
Support.
What about a lock container or case? Would you support or oppose that?
I would support it.
Okay. A lockbox or other device that is designated to be or which can be used to store a firearm. Would you support or oppose that?
Support it.
Support? Okay, sir. Thank you so far for your responses. Would you support or oppose a state law requirement that the storage be accessible via a key lock? Would you support or oppose that?
I would support it.
Okay. What about a combination lock? Would you support or oppose that?
I would support it.
Support it. What about a biometric identifier such as a fingerprint? Would you support or oppose that?
I would support it. Anything that keeps the gun away from someone who shouldn't have it, especially a kid.
Completely understand, sir. We just have to read the questions. I promise it will be very brief. Okay, so moving on, sir. My other question to you would be is, if a firearm is in a storage device, such as a lock safe, case, or lockbox, do you feel it should or should not also be required to be unloaded, sir? You feel it should or should not?
That's a toughie. Should be.
Should be, okay.
Should be unloaded.
Should be unloaded, okay? If a firearm is not in a lock safe, case, or lockbox, do you feel that it is or is not sufficiently secure? If it's equipped with a cable lock or trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through, and is also kept in a place where a minor cannot reasonably gain access to it, do you feel that yes, that's secure, or no, it's not secure?
That's secure.
You say yes, it's secure. Okay, moving on, sir. Thank you for responses. If a firearm is not in the physical possession of its legal owner or someone who is legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer, would you support or oppose a law that required that gun to be stored securely? Would you support or oppose that?
I would support it.
Okay, moving on quickly, sir. Searches of homes and cars often require law enforcement to get a search warrant. Would you support or oppose a law that requires firearms to be securely stored if it also includes language making clear that law enforcement cannot use the secure storage requirement as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant? Would you support or oppose that?
Could you do that again?
Sure. Searches of homes and cars often require law enforcement to get a search warrant. Would you support or oppose a law that requires firearms to be securely stored if it also includes language making clear that law enforcement cannot use the secure storage requirement as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant? Would you support or oppose that?
I would oppose it.
Oppose it. All right, sir. Moving on quickly. Well, would you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it? Would you support or oppose that?
Again, could you do that again?
Sure. Would you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it? Would you support or oppose that?
I would oppose it.
Okay. Moving on, sir. Thank you for your responses. Prosecutors have discretion to legally decide whether or not to file charges in particular cases. Would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to formally assess every incident in which a minor child discharges a firearm, except for when hunting under the supervision of an adult? Would you support or oppose that?
I'd support it.
Okay. And moving on quickly, sir, would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to record in writing any charges filed against an adult gun owner in connection with a minor illegally discharging a firearm and make that record available to the public? Would you support or oppose that?
I support it.
Okay, sir. And moving on, sir, we're almost done. In terms of your personal political party identification, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, or independent?
I don't want to answer.
Oh, so do you lean towards any of those?
I lean towards being a Democrat.
Okay. And your age, sir, would you say you're between 18 to 34, 35, to 49, 50 to 64, over 65?
Over 65.
Oh, okay, sir. Which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? Would you say you're white, black, African-American, Hispanic, or Asian?
I would say it's white.
Okay. And, well, even though I know the answer, sir, this is the last question. Regarding your gender, do you consider yourself to be a male or female?
I think I'll go with the male.
No problem, sir. That concludes the survey. Thank you so much for your responses. They were so helpful to me. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Have a nice day. Thank you.
You too. Bye.